Honestly, I would be much more comfortable if we didn't hear either of today's scriptures. They both contain hard-hitting words of holding us responsible for not only our daily choices, but also our commitment to living as God's people. The reality also is that if we are to grow in our faith, we need to be uncomfortable from time to time. In Deuteronomy, Moses and the people who fled Egypt are getting close to the promised land, that place where they felt God was leading them towards safety and sanctuary. But Moses and God were both very aware that people don't always get along. After traveling for such a long time together, there were probably little clutches of people who thought they knew better than Moses, who were restless because they weren't there yet, who were suspicious of new ways of doing things. At a certain point in the journey, as Moses fleshes out those 10 very basic commandments, both God and Moses appear to be on the edge of losing patience. We hear words that say, "You have a choice, make a good one." The words we hear today seem to be reminding folk to not get distracted, to remember that following God's words of love and care is the way to go. They are reminded that God should be the path and the goal. Don't let other idols, other gods, get in your way. Focus, people. One of the truths of this reading is that when we make bad choices, there are bad consequences. When we choose to put selfishness and money and me into all of our decisions, life can get harder. People don't trust us. They dismiss our words. We struggle to find support when we need it. God says, "I gave you something better." If we choose to love others, to care for others, to offer compassion to others, to speak the truth to others, then we will thrive and be blessed. Then there are the Jesus words that Matthew shares with us. This is unexpected. We often have an expectation that Jesus gently pushes the faithful into making better God choices. But in this instance, there is no gentle. In this instance, it sounds as though Jesus is calling out hypocrisy, is saying that you cannot gloss over your choices when you know that they are wrong. He looked at current laws and pulled them apart, not because they were inherently wrong, but because people kept making loopholes. Like, if we haven't actually killed someone, we haven't murdered them, right? But Jesus said that taking life is more than killing. It's calling people names. It's not respecting people. It's creating chasms in community and not being willing to try and fix them. He says there are consequences for endangering other people's safety and life. There used to be a Presbyterian tradition that you couldn't take communion, which was offered each week, unless the leaders of the church could see that you had mended relationships in town. If you owed money, you didn't get a communion token, or if you fought with someone. And everyone would know on Sunday morning that you weren't considered worthy to be at God's table. The decisions that you made to fix or not to fix would impact a whole community and your reputation. Jesus said, "Starting on the path to something or somewhere when you know you shouldn't is as bad as reaching the end. If you start coveting someone's wife, if you look past your own, you are making bad choices. Treasure and respect your family. Don't put yourself into temptation. Look at the consequences of your words. How will your choices impact other people?" Do you remember the old adage, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me"? Well, Now we know that to be so very untrue. When we call people names like idiot or stupid, when we shred their reputation to gain our own power, when we use language that is crude and rude and dishonest, we know people are hurt. We know we are making bad choices. God knows too. The tough love that we hear in both of these scriptures remind us that God knows too. God knows when we don't live up to our own promises, when we don't live up to our own reputation as loving and caring people. We don't like tough love, so we tend to avoid these messages, but there are times when we need to hear them. God knows when we struggle. God knows that we can't always see black and white, and that there are shades of many decisions that we just can't see. And God is there to help us. God simply asks, and you and I and God know it's not that simple, that we take care with our words and our actions, that we consider how we speak to people that we don't agree with, that we take a look at how our words and our actions will impact the most vulnerable in life, that we choose with care. How might we do this? Put ourselves in someone else's shoes. How would you feel if someone continually called you an idiot? How would you feel if someone said you were worthless? How would you feel if you found out someone had broken promises to you and lied to you? How then should we live? We come together as people of God to be reminded that we are to care for each other. We are to be accountable to each other because we have promised to love as God loves, to lead as Jesus led, to welcome all of God's people, to tell the truth, and hold our standards of honesty and integrity high, even when others don't agree. God gives us choices and direction. Jesus shows us how. It's up to us to make the right choices for all of God's people. How then will we live? Amen.